Heaven is on the air, your gospel interlude of salvation joys presented for your blessing and consolation as we attempt to exalt and glorify the precious Savior, Christ Jesus, God's only begotten Son, and soon coming King of Kings and Lord of Lords. This program, our 9th anniversary, contains renditions by our male quartet, chorus choir, congregation, Mr. and Mrs. Arthur Thome, vocalists, and Esther Russell, organist. This broadcast is originating in the auditorium of the Burns Avenue Baptist Church, Detroit, Michigan. Now, here is Gordon Ernst.
In this world, one of the greatest forces is the power of sin to which we can rightly contribute the ills of humanity. And yet, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, the greatest of all powers, for it can cover all the sins of mankind, including yours, my friend. For the Son of God tells us, "For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. Believe it and receive him as your Savior just now."
Would you be free from your burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil a victory win? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood.
In the blood
of the Lamb.
There is power,
wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, 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 wonder-working power in the blood.
In the blood
of the Lamb.
There is
power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Whiter than snow, there's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. There is love, joy, peace, and everlasting life in the blood.
In the blood
of the Lamb. There is love, joy, peace, and everlasting life in the precious blood of the Lamb.
The cross of Christ and the crimson flood trickling down from the Savior's wounds is God's greatest expression of love towards man. For the Bible tells us, being found in a fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And having made peace through the blood of his cross, by him to reconcile all things unto himself, by him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven.
Pardon their
hearts be inspired as Esther Russell, our organist, plays that beautiful hymn, Wonderful Peace. How precious are the words of the songwriter. Listen, I found Christ loving, so tender and true, exceeding abundantly able to do, my sins forgiven, nailed to Calvary's tree. I know his grace was sufficient for me. And how wonderful are the words of the Bible pertaining to God's grace. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. We ask you to join your voice with the friends here in the auditorium singing that great gospel hymn, Only a Sinner Saved by Grace. Children of God, we should often retreat with our Savior and have a little talk with Jesus. For he says to you and me, abide in me, and I in you. And then hear the assuring words of the Psalms. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. May Esther and Arthur Thome bless your souls as they sing, Precious Hiding Place.
Straying when Christ found me.
Jesus relates of the unchanging Christ for a changing world, and therefore it can never grow old. For it is said in the Holy Scriptures, Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. And that great message of salvation is proven over and over by those who are seeking the Redeemer. But as many as received him, to them gave he the power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Will be thrilled as the boys of our male quartet sing for you that stirring hymn, Overshadowed.
All around me every moment is the wondrous love of God, thrilling my soul, keeping me whole, and it lights the path to glory, showing where the Master trod. I am overshadowed by love.
Shadowed by God's wondrous love,
His wondrous love,
I'm on my way to realms
above.
And when I reach that home so fair, His love will still be with me there.
You ought to know the pleasure that His love to me now gives, thrilling my soul, keeping me whole. I shall share His joy and glory where the soul forever lives. I am overshadowed by love,
overshadowed by God's wondrous love,
His wondrous love.
I'm on my way to realms above,
in heaven above.
And when I reach that home so fair,
exceeding fair,
His love will still be with me.
give you your radio preacher, God's chosen messenger, Dr. A.J. Harms, who will briefly speak to you on the theme, The Same Jesus.
Greetings, friends. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, we read, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. The story is told of how a great life insurance company in New York invited all its agents throughout the entire country for a convention. While in attendance at this convention, one of the agents from the West insured the barber, the elevator man, and a waiter in the restaurant, all of whom had been employed for years by the insurance company in its great building. No one had ever thought to offer policies to these men in the home office building. My friends, this is a parable. It is possible to overlook some of the greatest opportunities that lie nearest at hand. And so, too, it may seem that the text tonight is very ordinary, and that its subject has become quite commonplace, and that there is no particular value that you might derive from it, but I request of you not to overlook a possibility and an opportunity that may come to you tonight through these simple words, Jesus Christ, the same, yesterday and today and forever. Notice the two names mentioned in the text. One is personal, the other is official. The Hebrew name for our Lord is Jesus. It was the name given him when he was an infant. Concerning his mother we read, And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. That same name was used during his childhood. It was as Jesus that he went up with his parents to the temple and sat with the doctors of the law. When he started his ministry at the age of 30, we read, Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. Throughout his active life, he was called Jesus by his friends as well as by his foes. It was Jesus that healed the sick, that raised the dead, that taught and fed the multitudes. Then, when he was nailed to the cross, this superscription was written over his head, Jesus of Nazareth. After his resurrection, the angel said to the women at the tomb, Jesus is not here, for he is risen, as he said. When he was taken up on the day of his ascension, two men in white apparel appeared to the disciples and said, This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. And this is the name by which he is known in heaven today. For we read, Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and hath given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth. The second name of our Lord is Christ. It is a Gentile name, and it means the anointed. How fitting that he who is the Savior of the whole world should have a Gentile as well as a Jewish name. The name Christ indicates his offices. It shows him as prophet, priest, and king. Already at his birth, these three offices were represented in the gifts that the wise men brought, namely gold and frankincense and myrrh. How that name Christ seems to grow as one meditates upon it. It stands for the work of Christ as well as his qualifications for that work. Now put the two titles together and ring out the harmony of his matchless name, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. If you wish to know what Jesus is today, you only need to find out what he was yesterday when he walked among men. What he was yesterday in his earthly life, he is today in his heavenly life and shall be forever. This is the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is chief among 10,000 and the altogether lovely one. Notice how approachable he was during his earthly life, and remember, he is the same in his heavenly life. During his earthly life, he had no private quarters. He had no inner office stamped with the words, "No admittance." There was no place where he could not be sought and found. Jesus was always approachable. On the public road, in the midst of the shouting multitude, a blind beggar could come to him and receive sight. In a crowded house, in the midst of a discourse, a palsied man could be brought to him and get power to take up his bed and walk. At a private banquet, a woman of the street who had sinned could come to him and receive from his lips the gracious words, "Go in peace, thy sins are forgiven thee." When alone in the solitude of the night, a ruler of the Jews could come and get instruction on the new birth. When weary and travel-worn and seeking rest, a Samaritan woman could come and get a cup of living water for her thirsty soul. When asleep in the ship, frightened disciples could awaken him to quiet the turbulent waves. When the Syrophoenician woman came crying after the disciples said, "Send her away, she crieth after us." But Jesus would not send her away until her prayer was answered. When women came to Christ with her little babes that he might touch them, they said, "Do not trouble the master." But he, the Lord, said, "Suffer the little children to come unto me, forbid them not." And finally, when Jesus was nailed to the cross and his heart was breaking with the burden of a sinful world, he heard the cry of the penitent thief, and he said to him, "Today thou shalt be with me in paradise." Jesus had no pre-engagements. Anybody could come to him. The heavy-hearted, the poor, the sick, the lame, the halt, the blind, the sinful, the tired and the lonely, the hungry and the weary were never turned away without their burden being lifted. The outcasts, the publicans, the harlots, as well as the lawyers, the scribes, and the Pharisees could get his ear at any time. And he is the same yesterday and today and forever. My friend, are you a sinner, blinded by sin and waiting for sight? Or are you a father or a mother, having a child that needs the touch of the Savior's hand? Or are you a doubter, wondering if the gospel can be true? Oh, I beseech you, come to Christ. He who caught every cry that was made to him when he was here on earth will hear your cry today. And you who pray, and you who sometimes cry and think that no one will ever give you any time or show you any interest, and you who have failed to pray because you thought he would never listen, remember that Jesus Christ is the same in heaven today as he was on earth yesterday. Kneel down right now and touch the hem of his garment, and you will be made whole. Let us pray. Lord, we thank thee that thou art approachable at any time, at any place. And just now, as those whose hearts thou hast touched are thinking of thee, help them right there by the radio to kneel down and to come to thee in prayer. And may they reach thee by way of the cry from the heart. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
The strains of the choral music in the background, Echoes of Heaven, is again bringing to a close this program of faith and victory as offered to you by Dr. A.J. Harms and the radio personnel of the Burns Avenue Baptist Church, Detroit, Michigan. You are urged to write a letter requesting your copy of our gift of fellowship, that inspiring, unique radio edition of the book entitled 40 Gospel Hymn Stories. This popular narrative gospel songbook is different from an ordinary hymnal in that it contains the story of how these songs came into being, as well as these actual favorite hymns themselves. The drama of the birth of these songs is relived in your mind's eye as you read it. To get your copy of 40 Hymn Stories, merely write a letter addressing it to Echoes of Heaven, Post Office Box 5, Detroit 31, Michigan, 5, Detroit 31, Michigan, requesting our love gift, because it is yours for the asking. And in addition, we are happy to give you counsel on any problem which is distressing you, or stand ready to help you carry to the throne of grace in prayer any burdens which are giving you concern. Be free to make them known to us. As you request 40 Gospel Hymn Stories, don't forget also to ask for the pamphlet of Dr. Harm's message this evening entitled The Same Jesus. The address again is Echoes of Heaven, Post Office Box 5, Detroit 31, Michigan. Your letter will receive prayerful, prompt attention. And now, until next Sunday, the same time, Echoes of Heaven wishes for you and yours a week of real blessing and joy. Thank you.